This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I'm still waiting for my email telling me my Yahoo account's been hacked. Fingers crossed I'm not one of the unlucky 500 million people whose accounts were. The company posted an FAQ yesterday covering the basics of its ginormous hack, what kinds of information the hacker stole, what Yahoo users uttered you next, and then a whole bunch of information about passwords, stuff like hashed passwords and hashed passwords in bcrypt and unprotected passwords and all kinds of stuff. Turns out there is a whole lot of technology that kicks in when you choose your favorite password. Gigi Duban explains it all.
There are different ways websites can store your password. So when you come back and enter that password again, they know it's you. If you walked away from that FAQ wondering what the heck hashing, bcrypt, and salting mean, here you go. Hashing is a tight form of encryption. So if you have like a secret conversion code, say A equals 1, B equals 2,
you secure the data in a way that somebody can't just steal your, if you will, your conversion table and suddenly reverse engineer all the data.
Fred Kate teaches cybersecurity at Indiana University. He says hashing data is just a way to obscure what it says. Bcrypt is a type of hashing. Think of it as the next level of security. It basically converts the data to something random again and again. The next level is salting.
And salting is where, as part of the encryption process, you add other irrelevant data.
It's jumbling up stuff even more, which is good for when people use common words in their passwords. The downside?
It's computationally resource intensive, is the way we would put it.
In other words, this makes your computer's head hurt, and it might take it a little longer. Kate says Yahoo wants security, but it also doesn't want to frustrate its users by having them wait every time they sign in. But not everyone's password gets this level of security. Yahoo says it uses bcrypt on the vast majority of hashed passwords. Amber Steele is with LastPass, a password manager.
Now, even if only 5 or 10% haven't been, I mean, that's still a huge number when you're talking about 500 million accounts being affected.
I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.